W Mobile.
222. By the way, did you ever figure out what your wife was going to fix the other night when she sent you for lemons and limes?
Yep, it was meatloaf. I don't know why you need lemons and limes for meatloaf, but she makes the best meatloaf ever. So whatever she's doing it right.
That's a keeper right then and there.
Things are really, really good. She makes really, really good vegetable soup, and she makes really, really good meatloaf. The rest of it is, it works, but it's not like world class like those are.
That's good. Where are you off to today?
Over toward Eastside High School, the sink station up there at High Point, the top of the hill. Meet Keith with one of Robert's D700s. AA4RM, Robert.
You're off to something there. Let me get back. I just heard you in there and thought I'd ask. Talk to you later. W4DJW, W2T73s.
Were you not able to copy me okay on that last transmission?
Yeah, somebody else jumped in there too, but I was able to copy you, yeah.
Well, take care, Rusty. Be safe out there, W4DJW Mobile.
Oh, I'm sitting here in the house, so I'm not going to worry about it. W2T clear.
AW and 0TR Mobile.
Hey, Tom, I tried to pull you up on this on my radio a little while earlier and yesterday. I know how to fix that, so I know how to make that program do what you want it to do now.
Well, sounds great. And hi, Rusty. I talked to Rusty a little earlier. Outstanding. Well, like I said, Dave, there's no big rush in it, but it sure would be nice. Such a magnificent day. I'm over here in front of Bob Jones University, just at that stoplight, 64 degrees. I'm showing a low pressure, tire pressure indicator. I got out and checked them at Joey's Fireworks on the way down here, and I don't see anything that's abnormally low, so it could be the spare tire, I hope.
It's a spare tire? A spare tire pressure monitor, too? I didn't know they had those in them. I don't think mine has four tire pressures, one for each tire. And my front left one, ever since I got the car, it goes down about every 3 or 4 days, down enough to trigger that monitor, and then I have to put 4 pounds in it. I got the air compressor hose wrapped around the garage and stopped at that wheel. So every fourth day I can put a couple of pounds of air in it. I should just go get new Michelins on it, but I don't drive it enough for that.
Well, that's the most common ones that people miss is their spare tire. The Amalon's got a full side spare in it, and it fooled me years ago. And the other day, it was last year, I should say, Bernice and I was going down to Costco's, and I'd just been out on I-85 running 70 mile an hour course. Pulled into Costco's, and I noticed the low tire pressure indicator at the house, and like a fool, I didn't get out and check it. Well, it hadn't been long before that spare showed low. I didn't know anything about it, and normally on Mr. Safety, I would get out and check it. And when I pulled into Costco's, buddy, it was flat, and that scared me. So I'll check it when I get home. I got tire pressure gauge here in the car. But I got out and walked around and kicked them all, and they all seemed normal. I just checked them about 3 or 4 days ago, Dave.
Picked up a nail or something like that. No, it's causing a slow leak. That happens. I don't know where you buy your tires, but if you get them at Discount Tire, if that happens to you and your name is in their books as buying tires from them in the past, they'll fix that for nothing. I took one up there, it's a couple of times, and I had forgotten that they did that, and I asked them what I owe them after they fixed it, and they said, nothing, you're a good customer. So, something to think about there.
It's a bad spot down here by Ollie's, and I think it's a little bad as I proceed for about the next mile here up past Dunkin' Donuts. But yes, they're the greatest tire shop I ever been to, and I buy new Michelins, and if they get down to where it's arbitrary. I don't even question it. I got some idiot in a Dodge next to me here who's had his bumper knocked clear off, and he's still driving like he's been taking a little methamphetamine or something.
Hi, Bart. No point. There's too many of them, Tom. You can't fix them all. Just give him a wide berth and let him be gone. Don't try to deal with it.
Nothing's ever fast enough around Greenville anymore. I just let them go. But I don't drive like an old man, but I'm not going to drive like a fool either. But beautiful. Kind of an orangish red Dodge, and there's absolutely no fender on the back of it at all, and he's dodging in and out of traffic like there ain't no tomorrow, and as I always say, they walk among us.
When he's gone, you might see a cop coming after him. You might be on TV, Tom.
Hey, there was a big wreck on Highway 101 just north of the house. You know where that little O'Neill church is? That intersection there now, where they built all them houses back over to the west, north and west of us. That intersection there is terrible, like when you're coming up from the O'Neill Weenie shop there, that first intersection, the top of the hill, they pull out there and they get hit. And cars are really boogieing along there. So they had bunches of fire trucks and stuff blocking that off.
Is it getting out of the transfer station road down there at the hot dog stand either? Every time I come out of there, they're coming through that four-way at the top of the hill at a rate that's just far enough apart you can't get in between them, and close enough together that you just have to wait and wait and wait and wait. It's just a really long way to find the gap and nobody coming in the other direction so that you can pull out.
Tip of the day, when you're coming back, just before you get to the hot dog shop there, turn right about a block before you get to that spot, and you'll come to a four-way stop now that's at the top of that hill, and I go that way every time unless I forget, because I don't like coming out of that spot. There used to be, there wasn't a stop sign up there, but there is now, but they're still gaining a lot of speed coming down that hill. So, just remember, turn just before you get there.
That is a good idea. I wonder why I didn't think of that. That's a great idea. I'll do that next time, and then I'll be one of those contributing to those other people going straight and not being able to get out.
It happens, and I just never did like that intersection. I'd have Bernice look one way, but she can't look back that well in that little old red truck we used to have, that little Nissan. And even with the Tacoma a little bit, it's hard to look back that far to the right. And like you say, they're coming down there like a bat out of heaven. So I always turn and go over, and then you got a four-way stop and right there by that church. So it's well worth the time, Dave. Oh, well, I heard Dave, KB0, KB4, can't remember the rest of his call right this second. I'm watching the traffic, but he stayed up, Rusty said, till 3 o'clock in the morning running that contest. I looked at that on the Bandscope last night, and I thought, OMG.
Is it another contest weekend? Is that, is this a contest weekend?
Yeah, and it's sideband, and unless I see something there, very rare, I don't mess with it, because it's sort of a hollering contest, if you know what I mean, in 0-2.
Well, usually I know it if it's like a CW or a Reedy, because I look at my Whisper program every single day. And when it's a contest weekend and it's a CW contest or a Reedy contest, they're indiscriminate. They'll walk all over everybody. They stomp all over the digital channels, especially those Reedy guys. Right? Their signal is like you can get 50 Whisper clients and the same bandwidth as one Reedy guy, and they're all running you know, less than a watt or maybe 2 watts, and he's running 1,500 watts. So contesters are rude. They are extremely rude, and they don't look at the band plan. They don't know where they shouldn't be transmitting. They just go out there and transmit indiscriminately. So that's why I didn't know. It's a sideband. It's not a CW or a RIDI.
Roger, I like the CW, if you got it, one on there that's very important, not during the contest necessarily, but there'll be a big pileup, and I like that because they run split, and for us more experienced guys, I don't have a problem finding them with that band scope and then getting in there because I get in there 30 words a minute. And it works real well for me. So if I can hear them, my old super loop works like a champ.
Thing's still working. That's not even the same one. You've rebuilt that, haven't you?
Well, yes. But, I mean, I just put 14-gauge wire on it instead of the... in fact, I might have that silky wire on there, that copper-covered... steel. I got in on the 160 antenna. I've been looking back there. I'd like to put up a 160 to where it was better east-west on the lobes. Mine goes from east and west, so it actually propagates north and south better. And so Europe's on the end of it. But I've been trying to figure a way. I wish I had one of them drones that had a hook on the bottom of it, Dave, and I'd just fly it out there. Because it gets pretty rough out there in that timber.
Come shoot one. The beanbag coming off of the slingshot is a whole lot less expensive than a drone. You don't want to get a drone caught up there. That's expensive. And by the way, I'm at the Sphinx Station. I got to meet Keith over here in just a minute. If he's here, I have to stop talking. But, if you need me to come over there and shoot a line through a tree, let me know, and I'll come do that.
Thanks, Dave. I'll never forget you putting that super loop up for me. My heart was broken when I had to give up my station there in Kansas, and I thought I'd never get to get on again, and you got me on. I worked over 1,000 contacts that year. And I love that super loop still. It outperforms the 160. I get a spike every 10 kcs on 160 now. Somebody's added something in there, and I'm thinking it's the solar inverter next to us. But at any rate, I'll let you go and get with Keith and say hello to him and 73s. Talk to you later, Dave. Now, I got a shooter, an air shooter, Dave, that'll shoot a sinker up there now. But I'll never forget that slingshot of yours. And that's a jewel. W4DJWN0TR73.
Think of a good time for me to come over there and set that up. It shouldn't take 10 minutes. That should be 9 minutes more than it takes. It's really simple to do what you want to do. So let me know when it's going to be a good time, and I'll come over there and set that up. And now I'm going to check to see if Keith is over here at the Sphinx Station. K4CHY, W4DJW. Keith, you there?
That at your leisure. Give me a phone call and just make sure we're home. And we're retired, you know, like you.
I'll do that first chance I get. Good talking to you, Tom. Take care, W4DJW. Waiting at the Sphinx Station.
All right, thanks, Dave. And 0TR clear. And I'm at, what do they call this road? I used to know it's where, St. Mark's on Wade Hampton. And 0TR clear.
And W4DJW, KO4LAO, how are you guys this morning?
Well, Dave's waiting on another ham at the Sphinx Station. I don't know if he'll get back in or not. I think he's parked. And leave a second here, and we'll see. This is your OTR.
Say hello and goodbye. I got to find Keith. He's somewhere around here. He said he's bringing a handheld. He might be transmitting. I'm just not hearing him. So I'm going to switch over to reverse and see if I can hear him. Because he might not be making it all the way up to the repeater. But anyway, you guys take care. W4DJW.
Tom, how are you this morning?
Just Wade Hampton here without getting broadsided. I'll be better. down here by Josie's chuck wagon. I just made the turn. Oh, doing good. I just went down to order a tail light for my camper topper, and it's just a shell. And the darn thing didn't last that long, and the Chinese said it'd last 50,000 hours because it's LED. Hi.
Consider the source, KO4LAO.
Your products, you can't trust them. Shoot. And I found out that I can't get in the back of my truck now. I get leg cramps. And someone had the neighbor put it back in last night, and I got to thinking, well, maybe I can take that apart. So I went out there this morning, and I got on my hands and knees and tried it, and I couldn't do it. So it's just two screws. Makes me mad. And just too much instantaneous pain. So I leaned way back, which ain't good for me either, and I got them two screws out just to see if I could get into it. Because I can replace the LEDs, and I got hundreds of them. And in my junk pile. And lo and behold, it's electronically welded together like I told Bernice it would be. And you ain't getting into those.
Clark, is that what you did?
Yeah, but ironically, it was cheaper than I seen online. I just wanted to get it locally if I could. And so I went down to the dealership down here on Wade Hampton, Lear, and he ordered it for me. And I was very pleased. He beat eBay's price, and he beat Amazon's price. And the thing of it is, helps him out locally. I wouldn't be surprised if he gave it to me at his cost, because it hadn't really lasted that long. And but a real nice young man in there.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what. Ariel sure has been a big help to me the last couple of days.
I'll just tell you, you've been working 60 meters?
20 meters up around 101, 105, something like that.
You lost me there. I didn't know anybody operated in that region.
It just, we were trying to just find a way that, you know, we could kind of be out of everybody's way. But, man, I'll tell you what, after about 40 minutes of a QSO with him in the morning, I'm just about fried when I'm done. Over.
Oh, I don't think I could take that long. yeah, Ariel's good. I think he got too used to using the automatic gears and that when he was running the summits on the air and that. And the last QSO we had, he said he was getting a little rusty as far as conversational CW goes. But once you learn it, it comes back real fast. And I find myself operating at 30 on, if there's a pileup, it gets you into the pileup easier. But I used to have to get into those pileups with the call N0ZHB, like when Heard Island come available. Oh, was that a chore.
I think there's supposed to be a worldwide DX contest this weekend, isn't it? Right?
Oh, my. Yes. Yeah, Jim. On 40 meters last night, I turned it on because that's where I always go of an evening. And the bandscope was saturated like I've shown you before, only it was all sideband, Jim.
A waterfall there for a while. Most evenings, and you're right. It's and on the nights that they have CWT on Wednesday nights, it's really crowded.
Yeah, I saw that Wednesday night, actually. Now, my question to you is, CWT means what? CW, obviously. But do you have to be a member of that school that you're going to in order to get in on it, or can anybody just work it?
And it's primarily, you know, guys who are CWA Academy members. So those guys are going to be somewhere around in your range, 25 words per minute and up. And but anybody can work. So you've got runners and pouncers, and the runners will initiate the call, and they'll just say, CQ, this is their They'll call CW, CQ, and then they'll say CWT. And then this is, they'll give their call sign. And then all you do is come back with your call sign, and then they'll acknowledge you, and they'll send your call sign back to you, and then they'll give you theirs and their CWA number. And then you come back with your CWA number if you're an Academy person. If you're not, you just give them your call sign. You give them your first name and your number, or you just say CWA if you're just an Academy student, or you give them your state. That's kind of how the exchange goes, but anybody can participate.
Roger, send your OTR. Missed just a teeny bit of that in and out there, so I can just give them on my reply or response, just give them Tom, and that's all I give them, or Tom and SC.
Yes, see, so he'll say, he'll come back to you after he acknowledges your call sign. He'll give his call sign, his name, and his CW Academy number, and you come back to him with your name. And if you have an Academy number, you give that. If you don't, or you just say CWA if you're a student, and if you're not a part of any of it, you just give your state.
I worked a guy in Hawaii the other night, just for kicks and giggles, and I didn't realize he was in that, and then he come back and he gave me that number and all, and then he asked me my name, you know, and so I gave him my name, and I went ahead and put SC in there, and he said 73, and away he went. But yeah, there's wow, that's a popular thing, Jim.
What I do is, especially for the CW Academy students, is really the whole purpose of the Academy is to graduate and develop high-speed code operators, and that's the whole purpose, so they can have exchanges with other Academy members, because you have to be nominated to go to the Academy.
Well, for conversational CW, I like to use the bit rate of about 26 to 28. Nine times out of 10, 28. But I don't enjoy it at 30. And I worked a guy the other day in Texas at 30. And like you said with AAL, he about ran me in the ground.
You have to apply for the Academy. They'd accept you. And I'm fairly sure, because you've worked so much. And if you're over 25 words a minute, you're definitely in that group. I think they told us the other day, though, that if you're 25 words a minute and up, you're probably in the top 10% of CW operators in the world.
Well, I appreciate hearing that. I know when I first got my extra class license, there was only 11% of us had it because of the 20 word a minute thing. Gosh, that was hard. I got to tell you. It's not easy. You've got to apply yourself. And, buddy, you're doing it. I'm proud of you.
Go to it. And you know this, too. I can send okay, but my head copy is just not there. I can get my trusty pencil out, and I can make do with that. But you got to break that habit. So Ariel was saying, you know, try to form the word in your head. And if you need to write it down, then write the word down. But he said you can do that a lot faster than you can try to do copying each individual character.
Correct. He'll guide you right. Well, when I took the CW test, you had to write it down. And, in all of them. And then they would check it to see that you copied it. And you had to do over 120 characters in a row or something like that. Now, I had it all down until the very last, and I tried to go back, and I missed a letter, and that's what you don't want to do. But I found out that if you write it in cursive, it works a lot better than trying to print it. You just can't print that fast.
Hadn't even thought about it. You know, they don't even teach cursive in school much anymore.
Yes, I know it. I think they restarted it somewhat, but don't quote me on that. I'm not exactly sure, Jim. But there's my neighbor, Ray. And it's a nice thing to know. But, I found that really made it much easier for me to write it down. Trying to print, it's just, I tried printing without crossing the T's and dotting the I's and everything, but I found cursive, and don't dot the I's or cross the T's necessarily. Just write it in cursive, and I think you'll have a lot better luck. I'm getting driving in a drive here, but I wanted to tell you this story. This is in to your taking my commercial license down in Carthage, Missouri. There's some things in life you just never forget, and there was a gentleman there. His name was Wooks, W-0-O-X, and that's what they called him. And he must have been my age now. And he was taking the second-class radio telegraph test. And he had one of them old black cases. And I seen him open it up very carefully. And he had one of these, I think it was underwriters, typewriters, a mechanical typewriter. And I was just fascinated. And I didn't have to take a CW test for my commercial license. I wanted to do the radar endorsement at the same time, but they didn't have a printing of it at the time, so I couldn't do it. So I just got the commercial license. But I watched him, and that old man took 25 words a minute, Jim, and I'd still have trouble copying that in my head right now. And he never missed a syllable or a letter or anything at 25 words a minute. It was just so impressive. And then he got his second class, and he was telling me about all the ships all over the world he'd been in, or been on. And then he started pulling out these papers that was in that typewriter case and some pictures that he showed me of the ships he'd been on, the freighters and whatnot, merchant ships. And, of course, I seen a lot of those when I was in, because we'd go down and take their pictures and such. But, it was just totally fascinating where that old man had been. He says, Tom, they told me that I couldn't take my wife with me this time because I'm going to Bahrain. And I said, and what'd you tell them? And he says, I told them to stuff it that I wasn't going. But he says, I got a call the other day and they changed their mind. I got to take this test and then fly up to Washington, and they're going to fly me there and then take this ship and my wife. But she couldn't get off the ship once they got there. Something about women in the Saudi Arabian countries. I don't remember now, Jim. But that was one of my most memorable things that I can ever think of. I really had a lot of admiration for that old man. This is NZRLTR.
Dad, and on the airport in Bahrain one time, we needed a spare part, and I was in the UAE at the time, and we flew up to Bahrain, and there was a McDonnell Douglas repair or parts facility up there, and so we leased a hydraulic line for a rudder, and I think we had to pay $10,000 to borrow that line.
Oh, good Lord, that's just amazing. Well, if they can make ski slopes and stuff like that over there in the desert, they got my admiration. My nephew Steve was a major in the Air Force, and he flew the C-130 into Bahrain. I remember that. And that's during the first Iraq War, Jim. But my niece is sitting here in the lawn chair, and I'm looking at my sign out the window beside her here on the fireplace. And he says, warning, Area 51, it is unlawful to enter this area without permission of the installation commander by Section 21 of the International Security Act of 1960-something, 50 U.S.C. Code 797. While on this installation, all personnel on the property under their control are subject to search and use of deadly force is authorized. You ever been to Area 51, Jim?
But if I did, I couldn't tell you about it.
That's a good answer. Hey, I'll let you go. Nice talking to you this morning. And I better quit jabbering. Bernice will come out here and slap me around. Is that right, Mom? Right. She's such a violent lady. Shoot. Well, I gotta wait on my park to get here. And the young man said he'd call me, so that's the way it is nowadays. And then the trucks might be delayed for who knows how long. More gas is unreasonable out there now. I can't remember what it said at Walmart as I passed it, $3.69 or something. Anyways, have a nice day, Jim. Good talking to you. Yeah, stop by over here anytime. KO4LAO and 0TR73.
Yeah, I was in Landrum just a little while ago, and 364.9, something like that, I think it's the current gas price. But anyways, I'll watch DX Watch there, and I'll see if I can't catch you on the air, and we'll have a QSO then. But I'll say 73s to you again, and my best to Bernice, and you guys have a great weekend. KO4LAO clear.
Well, give me a call anytime, and if I go too fast, just tell, give me a QRS and I'll slow down. And I'll get on there any time of an evening if you want. KL4LA010TR. It's QRT.
CHY? K4CHY, W4DJW. CHY, W4DJW.
Say, we're running a little behind. Just hit Pelham Road and headed your way. Ran into some traffic at the ATM of all places, though.
Okay, no problem. I got worried that we were waiting at different Sphinx stations. Anyway, I'm here. Whenever you get here, take your time. W4DJW.
For that, should be there at about 10. K4CHY, standing by.
4DJW, KO4NUE.
3W4DJW. Hey, Chad, how's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. Did you get my video?
Meringue or Bing, was that you?
Yeah, that's it. I'll give you a holler back in a minute. KO4NUE, clear.
Okay, standing by. Chad, what is that thing going around in circles?
4NUE. That's my rotisserie cooker. I took a little gearbox out of something, I don't know what it was, and machined me a shaft on it, and I got it up here at the deer camp. That's my rotisserie. I control the speed through the buck converter.
And in circles, is that a brisket, or what is that?
That's a chicken.
All right, well, it looks good. That's what I used to do when I worked at Ingles Deli. No. We had a big glass case with a whole bunch of those little rods, and they went up one side and down the other, and up one side and down the other.
Well, I stopped by in Easley and invited Gary up to eat lunch with me. So we decided we'd cook some chicken on the rotisserie and sit out here at the deer camp and enjoy the beautiful weather. So I hadn't been here long. I'm going to give my cousin a call here in a minute, see if he can come down and enjoy us. But what a beautiful day.
On my list of places I want to visit, I want to look at it for field day and for just general aviation.
Roger that. Everything going good with you? It's been a couple of days. This whole wedding thing's had me kind of occupied with something and all. But everything been going well with you?
I've been sort of preoccupied with watching what's going on over in Ukraine. I've been monitoring six windows on one TV, and again as many on another one, just trying to put heads or tails of what's going on over there. Trying to read between the lines, you know what I mean?
I've been on the phone with my advisor quite a bit, so I get it.
Sam said last night, or yesterday?
No, I did not. Go ahead.
The over in Russia to put Putin's lights out. And it kind of made the White House you know, you could tell they weren't too happy about that. But then later, after a while, that starts sinking in, and you hear people coming around thinking, you know, that's not such a bad idea.
I think he's pretty guarded, but, you know, you get enough angry people, you know, barricades don't do so well.
Bunker yet. They can't be busted. I don't know, but maybe, but I don't know. They got some pretty potent bunker busters.
Right, exactly. Some big ones. But what you got doing today?
One of Robert's D700s, and I'm over here at Sphinx at Eastside High School. That Sphinx is at High Point. It used to be called High Point. Now it's like a small city over here. It used to be the intersection of Subaru and Brusher Creek with a High Point grocery store at the top of the hill. Now it's a small town over here.
Where I'm. That's the east side, right?
Yeah, just up the hill from east side, top of the hill, intersection of Brush Creek and Subaru Road.
Oh, yeah, yeah. About 2 miles up the road, she'd little Dale Nort, I think, was housing development where she was raised. But you're right, it has just turned into a whole lot more than it was 20 years ago. And, you know, it's happening everywhere, though.
Yes, I remember this intersection really well because when I was in high school, I think I was in my graduation year, there were a couple of brothers that went to Eastside. Their last name was Blues, and everybody called them the Blues Brothers, but that's before the Blues Brothers existed. They were the Blues Brothers. Anyway, they were coming down Silver Road going toward Taylor's. Away from Greer toward Taylor's, and they were putting M80s in mailboxes and blowing them up. And they were in a hurry, and they hit that intersection, and they ran it, and somebody else was in it, and they didn't make it. Both of them died because they were at high rate of speed, and I think they hit something like a truck or something like that, and neither one of them made it. So that made this place have an everlasting impact.
That's bad. We had, I think probably every graduating class has that. I'm sorry to say. I know we did too. We had two close female friends that were, you know, ran a stop sign, and that was it, you know. I mean, just about 2 miles from the house. So I get it. Every time I go through that intersection there at the house, I think of Jenny and Renee. It's just, my goodness, just not a good thing.
Well, that's what, you know, the Ukraine, I feel really bad for those people, so I've been just trying to pay attention to it. It's really, really sad what's happening to them, and all because of one man. People in Russia don't even want it. So it's not really the Russians against the world, it's Putin against the world, and that's really sad. But I'm glad you had a good wedding. Did you, I heard you talking about something you were doing. Oh, tie wraps on the drive shaft. How'd that turn out?
Some things. I ended up taking the tie wraps off because it was just so obnoxious. I mean, it was just really loud. And, you know, we just wanted to have a little fun. I didn't want to, you know, well, me and his brother, my son, my other son. So we put the tie wraps on, but like I said, it was too loud, so we went back and cut them off. But I took the horn out of my Bobcat, and my oldest son, the one who got married, drives a Jeep. I got those big recessed taillights, so I stuck the horn, pulled the cover off the light, put the horn inside the taillight, wired it up to the brake slot switch, and then screwed the cover back on so you could not get it out. I got some video. I'll send you the video. But it was just, it was hilarious. I mean, he got in the Jeep with his new bride, got ready to drive off, and started the truck up, and, you know, this obnoxious horn is going off. And he looks at me like, I'm not sure what he was looking at me for, and I said, you know, hey, are you gonna go be with your new bride, or are we gonna stand out here and work on this vehicle all night? And he was gone like a bolt of lightning. And, you know, I didn't realize the horn was gonna be that loud, but we heard him, I don't know, good half a mile, maybe three quarters of a mile, going up the road, doot, 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 just as hard as he could go.
Hey, Jim.
So, well, it's, I hope he got that fixed before. I hope he didn't have to explain that to some cop somewhere. Anyway, I'm thinking Keith's going to be pulling up here any minute, so you and Bill pick it up, and I'll go back to listening. W4DJW.
KO4NUE. Hey, Bill, how are you, bud? It's been a long time. You doing okay?
I'm just great. How are you, Chad? Good to hear both y'all on the radio this morning. I've been listening for a little bit, sort of sandbagging, and decided I'd come in the house and get in the conversation. Happy as can be. I got her some nuggets from McDonald's last night, so she was all excited.
Good. Things have been going well here, I guess. My oldest son got married, and I've got a bunch of family still at the house that's been there for too long. So I'm up at the deer camp, enjoying this beautiful weather with no interruptions. Oh, that's about a triple double. Go ahead and take it, Tom.
You're cheap, Bill. Nuggets of all things. Should have bought her filet mignon putting up with you. In zero TR.
Say,
what's
VHM?
Go ahead, Bill.
Another station, go ahead. M4WHM.
Bill's in here. Let's see, Bill and I think Dave's listening. Tom and y'all have to clue me in here. But anyway, I'm on my way to play tennis. I'm no surprise there. And let's see. Go ahead and pick it up, Bill.
Head to Anderson. Jana has a potting class, some sort of flower plant class she's taking this afternoon, so I'm going to take her, drop her off, and run around to Anderson for a little bit, go to the sporting goods stores, and see if I can't buy me a few bullets to go pew-pew. M4WHM. Go ahead, Chad.
N4CHY.
Hi, W4DJW. You in the sink station?
I believe I am. I run stealth mode. I don't have any antennas on the truck, and I don't see any on whatever your vehicle is. Over.
Okay, I'm in the Black Maxima. If you draw a line straight through all the gas pumps from left to right, from the Brusher Creek to Taylor's, I'm at the end of that line, pointed toward the gas pumps.
And you said that was a Black Maxima?
That's affirmative. Black Maxima. In between pumps 1 and 3.
White Colorado. I'm sitting on the tailgate. And all the pumps, and maybe I'm not at the right speed.
Street. And a UPS store across the other street.
Negative, must be the wrong speed.
Intersection of Super and Brush Creek. What intersection are you at? Hey, Steve, I'm working out some logistics with Keith here at the moment.
I was listening in. Just give me a call on the landline when you get a chance.
Will do.
4VWA, clear. Y'all carry on.
So, you know where Brush Creek Elementary School is?
Negative. It says I'm at Brush Creek. There's another speed right up the road from where I'm at.
wait here then. I'll wait for you. I'm across from Bank of America's on my left, and UPS is across the street right dead ahead of me. And if that helps, if those landmarks help.
Yeah, Roger. I see, if I look straight out in the Sphinx, I see a Dollar General over there. So, yeah, I'll have to look around for the Sphinx that you're at. Over.
Okay. If you go to the intersection of Super Road and Brush Creek Road, then there's a Bank of America there. I can move from the Sphinx over to the Bank of America parking lot. It's a lot less crowded.
If I can get in the general area, either one would be fine. You stay put, and I'll come to you.
Carry on, but we may interrupt you again until we can find each other.
Jim, KO4NUE.
Jim, go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, KO4NUE. Dave, you need the frequency. Just butt in, sir. We'll duck out. Things been going well with you, Bill?
Yep. Work is good. Life is good. Happy wife, happy life. It's all good, so I can't really complain. Just been busy. And heard y'all on the radio, and like I said, just want to get in here and make sure I said hello and check on how y'all are doing. So it has been too long. I don't think we've talked really since we met up last. So we're going to have to remedy that. NZTR.
Gotcha. You are definitely right, Bill. I was thinking about you the other day, and before it gets hot weather, we need to all come back up here and enjoy another afternoon like we did months ago. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Bassmaster Classic there, Bill. Some of it this morning, but like I said, I got to take Jana over to Anderson to a flower class she's taking on plants, and I'm going to go hunt around the sporting goods stores while she's doing that, and Home Depot, Lowe's, you know, all the men's stores.
Well, when you get a chance, come by up here. I'm sitting here in the car. I just didn't want to run off. I got a low left rear tire here. I'm going to air it up, and I think Dave gave me the best idea. Take it down to Discount Tire and have them fix it, because I can't find any nails in it. Good to hear you, Bill. And I'll turn it over to Dave if he's still there. KB4CBA in Zeroltr. 73s, guys.
I'm just copying the mail, and I'm turning into the sports club here. I'm not actually... I'm playing in a league. I'm not actually playing today. I'm just here for moral support. I might be able to swing a racket a couple of times just to help some of the guys get warmed up. But anyway, I'll play next week, next Saturday. But y'all carry on. I'm going to clear out of here because I'm hunting me a couple of white lines to pull my pony in between here. 73 is to all KB4CBA.
Enjoy that tennis. I know you love it. So whether you're playing or watching, have a good time. 73 is my friend, M4WHM.
Chad, I think it was you that did the horn thing. That's hilarious.
Was it just as fast as he could go?
Fast as he could go, I'm sure. Like I said, that horn, you could probably hear it for a good half mile or more. That would have been comical. I think the worst thing I ever did was put tie wraps on the drive shaft so it'd click, and then I put several. And that way they had to get up under the car and cut them off, and big old wide ones. That was always fun. Maybe a few sardines on the manifolds. You just never know.
4NUE, yeah, great minds think alike, right?
Is this for a wedding?
Yeah, my oldest son got married, and I screwed the horn off, took the horn off of my bobcat, and wired it up to his right brake light and put it in the brake light cavity and screwed the cover back on so he couldn't get it off. So every time he pushed the brake pedal, the horn, you know, there's a horn in the back that went off, and it was quite funny, you know. He just had to be there, I guess.
That's about what I did to my son at the reception.
I've heard this one, but I don't think Bill has. You got to tell it. It's pretty funny. Keys and pregnancy don't always work. I'll preface it with that, but I'm gonna have to step out. I got some rotisserie chicken going. So, KL4VWA and Bill and Dave, pleasure talking to you. 73 is KL4NUE. I'm clear.
Take it easy, Chad. Hey, go ahead, Dave. Hey, y'all, listen to what I did to my son at his reception. I got a bunch of old keys, and I passed them out at the reception. And right before they were supposed to leave to go on their honeymoon, I got up there and I said, all right, it's official now. The license has been signed and everything is done, and he's officially off the market. So any of you gals out there that's got keys to his place, turn them in.
Bad.
Now, what was bad was is I gave one to about a 90-year-old lady, and I gave one to a pregnant girl, and I gave one to a guy.
Hey, well, I would have loved to have seen that. That was, that sounds like a good one there.
It went over real good. My daughter-in-law is a good sport. She just turned around and looked at him and says, where's that license? I'm going to burn it.
W4DJW. Hey, Keith, are you still listening? KM4CHY, W4DJW.
Yeah, Roger. I'm traveling Super Road trying to find another Sphinx. Over.
Can you give me your phone number? I'll give you my phone number, and we'll use text messages or cell phone. And I can, like, drop you a pin or something.
Y'all go ahead and take over the frequency. I'm backing out. Y'all have fun. KN4VWA, clear.
Clear. Take it away, Dave.
I just need a phone number, or Keith, I can give you mine. That's all.
Mine is 864-247-4584. Repeating 247-4584. Mobile, of course, at the moment. I am close to, I'm sitting in front of Bentley Plaza. Over.
Called you and it said the call was forwarded. How about I give you my phone number? I'll give you my phone number. Can you copy? Are you driving?
Roger, I'm driving. I'm at the corner of Super and Wade Hampton.
Oh, that's way back toward Greer. You've gone a long way. Super and Wade Hampton. Is there a CVS next to you?
Roger that.
Okay, just stay at that CVS. I know where that is. I'll come to you.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Dave. 4DJW.
Sorry for the interruption. I'll be there in just a minute, Keith. I know where that is.
KO4QLG. KO4NUE. KO4NUE, you had lunch with?
No, got stuck out here on the range. Gotta be back at 4. So I kind of skipped lunch.
KO4NUE, just be advised, I'm in your AO. KO4NUE, clear.
QSL on that. Yeah, I've been listening to you talk. I thought about breaking in a couple of times, but figured I'd let y'all go with it since I was busy. KN4 and QLG, clear.
W4DJW, KN4CHY, we're parked in the corner over by the sign. Over.
I turn off of the road, I'm onto Subaru, and then it's just, I'm about 2 miles from you.
There's a
lot of traffic out here, Keith, so it might take me a little bit. I'm amazed at how much traffic there is out here.
Roger that. We ran into a bit ourselves. Yeah, see you in a couple of minutes. K4CHY. Standing by.
W4DJW Mobile.